Think members Kyra Parkhurst and John Staffschult have 35 years between the two of them dedicated to preserving their homes, which neighbor the Treasure Hill site. Upon hearing about Park City's new deal to buy down 100% of the density of the project, Parkhurst and Staffschult joined friends to celebrate.
I look up at the mountain here and there will be no blasting, no 200-foot retaining walls, no excavation, elimination of 300 trucks a day traveling the corridors of our town, no tainted soils being moved through our street, and no possible damage to our water supply. So yes, we are totally celebrating, for we're left with a beautiful, pristine mountain that will continue to be used as the iconic picture of our town all over the United States. This will be permanently protected, not only for us, but for the future generations.
Parker says they're ready to change tactics to help the bond pass.
We sure are, only I think we're going to start doing it in a more celebratory manner. We're going to have some parties to celebrate and also raise awareness and to educate the people, because it's not just the gulch we're buying out. The Sweeneys donated most of that mountain as open space, and that has to be considered into the plan also when people decide whether they're going to vote for this or not. And so, yes, we will continue all of our efforts.
Staffschult agrees and says Think will remain intact.
What we see going forward, Think is going to stay together. We're going to continue to raise some money. We spent over $125,000 on a lawyer over this last year and a half. We aren't going to need that much money, but we're going to be out cheerleading, advertising for the bond. We're hoping that we can partner with some of the other nonprofits like Summit Land Conservancy, Utah Open Lands, maybe Mountain Trails. After this gets signed, we're going to reach out to others and try to work together and make it a community effort.
There are concerns about bond fatigue, and Staffschult says he understands, but this is a great deal.
I've looked into this some. What I'd like to say is we're very fortunate with the strong tax base that we have, and the city has been very responsible with the money that we do have. We have the highest bond rating you could get. That means the lowest possible interest rates. And I looked at it, and I estimated this bond would be about $95 per $500,000 of assessed value of a home. So keep in mind it's assessed value, not market value. And $95 is per year for 15 years. And, you know, to us, it's a great value. We think everybody will get behind that. But talking about bond fatigue, actually, it's kind of the opposite. The school bond may come in next year after this, a year after, but we're actually retiring a number of bonds in the next couple of years. So while you might see a little bump in your property tax right away for the first year, the other ones are being retired and they're pretty much offset this.
When asked to share the frustrations with the proposed development, Parker said they'd rather look forward and are grateful for the Sweeneys and Park City 2 LLC's change of heart. As for the next battle, they say their families would like a break, but they're not going anywhere. They have their eyes on King's Crown by the Marriott, along with a couple of other projects. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.